I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
Hard dick for your mom, bitch.
You need to grab a midget by her ankle.
Don't get me wrong. I treat women with respect.
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon.
All right, baby, in that water. All right. Another episode of I Beg Your Pardon podcast. What number is this for?
It's episode 8.
Episode 8, you bitch. We out here, Choppy, everybody in here, you know what I'm saying?
Norella's in here.
Say your name.
Norella's, hi.
Alizé's in here.
Death.
Dad, she dead. Steve's in here.
Ayo, what up? Hey!
We gonna start that shit again?
We keeping that.
Like the Bleezy, one more time.
Oh, wow. Do it. Bro, you shit. Called me out all day, y'all.
Already.
We got a full house today. First topic I want to talk about is dating apps. Have you guys ever used Tinder before?
Yes.
Never.
I haven't.
Not personally.
Choppin, since you're the only one in this list, I figured it was going to be you.
Yeah, Choppin.
I figured it'd be you. Tell us on your experience.
Hey, talk your shit.
I'm not going to speak on my experiences, but I'm going to speak about a homie's experiences. And
that looks like me a little bit.
Yeah.
he got my name, you know, but it's not me though.
Like social security number, all that.
It's off by one number, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna just say this. Hey, Tinder is what it's known for. I'm just gonna leave it at that. All right.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
That is a coded message.
On today's mystery episode. To be continued.
Hey, all right. Well, Tinder used to be the fucking app. That's what it was.
Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real. It was the fucking app.
Bro,
you hit them up. You just straightforward. Shit worked.
What was your success rate?
Maybe I should have got on Tinder.
So what was your
rate on Tinder?
Honestly, man, it's a numbers game. It's like a good 6 out of 10.
That nigga's
so
accurate.
6 out of 10, yeah.
So you used to, did you have a certain way that you would approach everybody on Tinder? Was it always different?
Yeah, what was your first message?
Honestly, it was like a trial and error, you know what I'm saying? It's trial and error because, like, I would say some funny shit or I would just be straight up.
All right, so if you're on Tinder right now, what would you say?
Right,
how would you hit him?
Man, I had this one line that shit.
This nigga reminiscing and shit like that.
You ain't getting no pussy tonight, let me tell you.
My success rate on this one line, though, it went up by 10%. It was 7 out of 10, low key.
Okay. Okay.
It was like, you just ask him straight up. Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Nah.
That nigga said you asked straight up.
So nigga,
leave it there. When they do reply and they ask you, and when they don't reply to you, they'll say either Dunkin' Donuts,
that's
Krispy Kreme.
That's what I mean. What I want to talk about, because I'm going to go ahead and
put you on that. Hey, I got this one from Ramon, but I changed it up.
Oh!
Hey, but listen. I changed it up dramatically, made it fit my own style, you know what I'm saying? Because when they would answer, I'd be like, so when you trying to get this jelly feel, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my god!
Holy shit,
though!
And that was
like,
a sentiment, that was a 7 out of 10.
That was the last podcast, this is 2017, girls are freaking out, you know what I'm saying? They be liking that shit.
That was 7 out of 10, though.
Hey, you're straight up. All
of my jelly feel donuts,
I
don't want
jelly feel.
Damn, yo, I've been doing this.
Hey, I'm telling you, they thought it was either funny, smooth, or they wouldn't get it.
Damn.
Talk about the swiping, like you swipe left or swipe right.
I don't know about that shit.
You just swipe left if you don't like them, swipe right if you think they're cute, and then you'll match.
Have you gotten swipe left? Sure. Like, if girls like swipe past, like, can you tell?
Like I said, you can't tell, but like, if you match, you match because they swipe right to you too. You know
but,
what I'm saying?
But is it like a community? Like, you gotta enter your zip code and it'll be like freaks near you type
it'll
shit?
Just
or
search,
what?
It'll search from freaks your news. Profile. From your profile zip code and people in your area.
All right.
So it was like actually really convenient.
Oh, because the pussy was down the street. You feel me?
That is it.
Bye.
Everywhere.
So, has anybody unmatched you before on Tinder?
No.
Can they do that?
You just unfollow them.
I'm asking because this girl named AJ Goes West. She's in Seattle and she actually listens to our podcast. And it's at AJ Goes West on Twitter. She said that She was unmatched before.
And, I'm guy, sorry, girl.
The guy traveled a lot.
That must have not been good.
Well, actually, She says, well, actually, I didn't have any swimsuits or any makeup on any of my pictures, so maybe he changed his mind. He could have swiped right on accident.
That's true.
That happens.
That happens.
Okay. So how do you, like, undo that? Can you?
You can go back. You just unfollow. If y'all guys match, you just unfollow them real quick.
So what would be... If a girl was shooting a shot on Tinder, what would y'all do? If y'all shooting a shot on Tinder.
Factuals.
Oh my god. I'm retired. Hold on.
What does it say? What's the proper miles of Tinder? I don't know.
It, baby, you know what? Hold on, okay? I'm gonna act single for 5 minutes. How would I shoot my shot? Well, me personally, I'm sorry, I'm gonna disappoint with my answer because I don't have a social media personality at all.
Yeah.
I'm not popping on like shit.
Same here.
But like in real life, I'm cool, you know what I'm saying? So that's why like dating apps. Oh, you good? Okay. Like dating apps or none of that. Like if you don't know me personally, it's really hard to get a grasp on like what I am in real life.
Right. Sure.
Not because I fake it on social media, but because I'm just I don't got it on social media. Like I just. So yeah, sorry to disappoint. I don't have an answer for her. Mm-hmm. I don't know how. I would shoot my shot in person, definitely. On social media though, nah.
I would say try plenty of fish because there's plenty of fish.
Oh my god. Try a different app.
Just, you know.
Or do more squats.
I mean, you just spark conversation. I mean, that's quote unquote shooting a shot. You don't have to be like, oh, I'm trying to fuck.
Yeah, like Jellyfield like, don't
line and shit. So what?
Jellyfield
yeah, like you ain't gotta say nothing corny. Like you can just say what's up. Like, and then from there you can either be straightforward or keep chilling.
But when is persistency get to the annoying
part? Right. I feel like you can tell though.
Right. Yeah.
Like if you wanna have a conversation with somebody. Like, do you just text them WYD, like, 5 times in a row until they tell you what they're doing?
I mean, no. That's where the signs, like, that's where people are fucking stupid at the same time.
Because
there is signs. Like, if you honestly, if I were to go on Twitter right now and I say, what's up, and a guy DMs me back, what's up, like, he clearly want to talk. But then, if we start talking even more, he, like, you know, now I'm, like, not shit, and now I'm, like, annoying as fuck. They're going to stop replying. That's when females should understand, like, to stop, or guys
stop. And males.
Yeah, because, I mean... Neither people know how to stop or they don't get signs sometimes. But that's because people don't like being mean either.
Right.
That's also because people don't know how to pay attention.
Yeah, that too. They're not paying attention.
They just oblivious as shit.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
like,
bad.
I'm not fucking with you.
Like, how do you feel about dating apps? You never use them. How do you feel about them?
I mean, if you need them, use them. That's what they're there for. Obviously, my nigga said 7 out of 10. They're successful for somebody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're working for some people. Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying, man. When all you do is work and you don't have time to go out, that's why.
I don't know about that. That's bullshit.
It basically does the work for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does the work for you.
Oh, they're single.
Yeah.
Here, talk.
That's true.
You know what I mean? You don't have to walk up and like that.
I think
you don't have to see them and know them.
I think the dating apps is also like what she said, like a personality thing too. Only because like certain people who try to act a certain way, they might feel more comfortable online rather than being in person.
Yeah.
Like they're probably scared to like actually talking to somebody. But an app, they could probably actually say some shit.
What the fuck? My drink ran out.
You gone?
Same.
Oh, hell. Oh, we'll be
this
back
was,
next
this
time.
Was, this was
Everyone
me at the
know,
event. I was like, Ramon. He was like, what? I was like, fill me up. He was like, Alex, I got nothing left.
That's
I was like, fill
my,
me up.
Yeah, bro. Here you go. But,
Give me.
So what is your piece of advice for this listener? What would you, how would you go about shooting your shot?
I think the same thing as I was saying. Since
just be yourself.
Just talk to him.
I mean, not even be yourself.
I'm not gonna lie.
People
like,
don't know how to do that.
You
either.
Might want
to
show a little booty.
It can't hurt. Tinder's known for fucking, that's all it's known for.
That I can't I don't want to think
I got
that Tinder's
slept with a bunch
Google
of girls
it.
On Twitter I mean
Google it
on Twitter
I mean, Twitter. I mean, that makes sense, but like in general, if we're just talking about shooting her shot, like that she should just do it.
Just talk.
Yeah.
Cleavage pics, and then.
That's a cleavage pic.
Oh my god.
It could start with conversation.
Please stop.
you don't need Pixar
grit. Once she already clearly felt like very like insecure if she said like
that's true.
I didn't have any makeup on or swimsuit pictures.
Or no, yeah, or no. That's how niggas want. Right, and that's not just because you don't want to post a bathing suit picture
with the makeup. Matter.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that it's automatically insecurity. That just might be who she is. Or shit, goddamn, it's December. I don't want to see you in a bathing suit.
But she was saying, like,
I don't want to see you in a sweater.
But she was saying because of that, that's probably why he unmatched her. That's what I'm saying. So
he's like, trying to see the ass.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's why she should understand and see the signs first. Yeah. Like, one, it should never matter if you have on makeup, or it should never matter if you post bathing suit pictures. Yeah. Like, whatever picture, profile picture, I guess. Is there, like, multiple pictures you have on there?
Or yeah, you can have multiple
pictures. You got a gallery, like, you know?
Tinder's known for finding someone to fuck.
He's so intense. He is someone to fuck. I'm like, damn.
I'm being serious because I was like,
I'm being serious because you're going to Tinder to find a relationship. Go somewhere else for that shit. That's what dating apps are for, though. That's what anything is for. You can fuck, I met miles through. Clearly though, it's up to the people who are meeting up whether they're gonna fuck or not. It's a mutual. If they looking to fuck, they gonna fuck. There it is. Somebody not giving it up. Miller speaks the truth. Google it. Straight up.
Just because you a dog, it. Damn.
Hey, Google it.
Google what? That's so sad. If Tinder is a fucking app?
What do people
Hey, Siri, what are the odds of getting fucked on Tinder?
99%.
I'm sorry, what? Wait, shh. I'm going to ask her.
Only if you use the line. Wait. Don't get donuts or Krispy Kreme.
I'm going to ask her.
Hey, for real though, it didn't work.
Can you shut the fuck up?
It didn't work.
Motherfucker. Here we go. Siri, what do you know about Tinder?
Alright, here's what I got.
Location-based social search. Shut the fuck. Do people on Tinder have a lot of sex?
Oh my goodness. Casual sex on Tinder.
Crazy.
Oh, why young women on Tinder have no hookups in their bios? Damn. Oh, people aren't using Tinder to date.
Exactly.
There it is, ladies and gents. Siri spoke.
My nigga Choppy.
Hey, he preached.
He might have said some real shit.
I feel like for me, I'm not disrespect to you at all, but I feel like if I get on a dating app, that's me that I gave up. I gave up on, like...
I don't know if it's giving up.
Nah, it's not...
I don't think it's giving up. No, personally, he's speaking. I hear what he's saying, 100%. I'd rather shoot my shot in real life.
Right. Same.
Definitely.
I mean, everybody's different.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if you think about it, like, you can be the most outgoing person in the world, but, like, a lot of females, from my experience that I've seen... They just feel uncomfortable in person. You know what I'm saying? They just feel really extra shy in person.
I think that takes time, too.
Yeah, like,
I'm saying, like, from my personal experience. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I think it takes time to know somebody. Like, who I am the first time I meet you isn't the same person after I've known you for 2 years. It took me and Alize's relationship, our friendship, my relationship. I mean, you know, it could be a relationship. Girl,
but if you want
I can hold your hand, girl, you know, but like, it took me a while to for her to be comfortable around me because that's just who she is as a person. She's real anxious, and it took me a long time to like find out like what her anxious tendencies are and when she's uncomfortable and when she's all right.
Yeah.
So the person that she was when we first hung out is not
different,
the person that she is when we're together now.
Yeah.
So it takes time. I mean, we're all onions, as corny as that is. We really are.
The internet, you know? Kumbaya.
You look at a girl on the internet nowadays, I'm like, damn, she's bad. And like, you put these girls in the pedestal. And same with girls and guys, I'm sure.
You see them in person, you're like, what the fuck?
But in person, their personality don't link up
you're
with
mad
them.
Awkward.
That's what matters to me most.
Yeah.
I don't care, like... To me, I feel like what people don't understand is that, like, social media is a platform where we want to show people when we're at our best and where we're the most popping.
Exactly.
So, it's
like, I'm not, like, I'd rather you be, like, the same person personality-wise, like, character-wise, than what you look like. Like, okay, if I see you full face of makeup on Twitter, but then I see you in real life and you're grocery shopping and you're buying tampons, I don't give a fuck if you don't have makeup on.
Yeah.
But, like, as long as who you are in real life is who you are on Twitter, I'm cool with that. Right. I don't care so much about looks. Like, I could look real good and I could look real fucking bad. Yeah. So I don't care so much about looks so much as I care about that you are who you are. Yeah. Like,
the person.
Yeah.
The inner beauty.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the way Twitter is built, too. Oh, like, man. Twitter's just built a whole different way. Like, motherfuckers
Twitter's
swear. Right.
Twitter's
just
not reality, bro.
Yeah,
none of it is reality. None of it is reality.
It intertwines.
But that's the thing, too. That also depends on the person.
Yeah.
People build social media lives because they lack in real life.
And, easy
and those are the people that you gotta watch out for. Right. But, like... Yeah. You know me, I'm just shit. Like, I got 150 followers on Twitter, but bitch, like, meet me in real life and, like, you gonna be happy as shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
I'm still cool. I got a little bit of followers, but I'm still cool.
Nah, she's still cool, too. She counts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
I got a little bit of followers. I can call synergy.
She got a little bit of clout, you know.
I can call synergy, honey, but I'm cool, I promise.
Must be nice.
Ramon, you know. Yo-Yo Ramon.
Yeah, Yo-Yo Ramon, for real. Look, if y'all not fucking with Ramon, y'all got a problem.
I'm not fucking with Ramon. I'm tired of Ramon.
Shit, I've known him 18, 20 years.
Put a ring on it.
Stupid.
Alright, next topic. So, this is for me.
This is for me?
Yeah.
Wait, moment of silence.
It's personal.
Moment of silence for Ramon.
This is a personal one. None of y'all gonna get on my ass.
Nobody's gonna get on your ass but yourself.
Probably.
Yeah.
But... So I'm texting this girl, Ryan.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying we're texting. We're playing a question game. I don't know why we're in high school, or we don't know why we're texting. You know,
hey, gotta get to know people.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, so I'm like, you know, what's your height? She's like, I'm 5'4". I was like, oh, she was like, same questions for you. I was like, I'm whatever my favorite color is. I'm 5'4" too. I'm 5'4". Never got texted back ever. Right. And made me think, damn, like these bitches really don't like short guys. Height is really a big deal, this bitch, right? Now, like, you see me in person, yeah, I'm short and shit. But I'm sure the bitch, you can't see me on the mic, but I'm like right here. I'm right here, bitch. I can see you on the eye, right? So I'm upset.
Yeah.
We still talking now, we're cool now, don't worry.
Okay, cool.
But,
yeah, I was like,
you recovered, you recovered.
It's going kind of hard for me.
Yeah,
bro.
That's fun, bitch.
But I want to know, why don't women like short men?
I don't think it's that they don't like them. I just feel like a lot of girls do have preferences.
A lot of people have preferences.
Because you can't, like, come on now, guys, if you're like 5'4", you see a girl that's 6'2", and she about fine as hell, you're going to be like, damn, that bitch too tall, that bitch giant. Like,
hey, nah, Ramon go climber, Ramon go climber, what you mean?
Ramon don't give a fuck.
But like, but you know what I'm saying?
So my longest relationship was with a girl was like 5'7", so she's like, what, 5'9", and heels, 5'10", and
heels? That's true.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, most guys. Like, if they're shorter.
I don't want a girl who's taller than me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, most guys. Like, and girls don't want somebody that's shorter than them. Like, it's just. I don't think it should matter, though.
Yeah.
Like, height doesn't really. I mean, it looks goofy as shit sometimes.
It's
if you're like,
yeah. I'm just like, we're the same height, though.
Yeah, nothing's wrong with that.
Nah, yeah. Same height.
I think if she's like 3'4".
I'm going to text that bitch right now.
Hey, look, we talk about your bitch ass.
Listen, bitch. This is the podcast.
We're not going to mention your name, but it's about you, bitch.
You
know what? I think from experience, my first boyfriend was short. Hey, shout out. He probably still follow me on Twitter, but he was shorter than me, and that was in high school. And now being with someone who's taller than me, like, I could never in my life, like, be with a little homie.
Dang.
Like, it is.
She said little homie.
It's not even that it's night and day. It's just, it's a personal thing. Like,
yeah, right.
But then again, it's like, you know, why are men so mad at women for their preferences when women have always been put down for men's preferences? You know, if she don't got a fat ass, and
yeah,
her titties
she
not
got
perky,
big titties, yeah.
And you know,
it's
if
over.
She don't, if she don't go to church, if she go out, you know, this and this and that, and then a bitch say, I don't want my nigga 2 inches shorter than me, and it's a problem. So it's like, you can't come from this unrealistic background and then be mad.
Chopping, stop it.
Hey, the shorty. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say this because
hold up, I like
hey.
She calls you Chappie. Go
ahead, Chappie.
This
go
is gonna
ahead.
Sound really ignorant, but I'm gonna just say this. If a girl has a small booty and the dude's short, she wouldn't mind if he had money. Because he would buy her booty.
Chappie, where are you?
Okay, so...
He's low-key preaching!
No, this is... No, 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 no. I'm already go to from, Miami. From the hour that I've been here, I can already tell he's the DJ Academics of the group. I can already tell. Honestly. I can already tell he's the DJ Academics of the group. I'm here to be Joe Budden. Okay? I'm here to be Joe Budden. That? Like,
hey, what's what?
What's that?
It's just a gentleman's jack.
It's good if you're realistically how we what we it's in our smooth. 20s we in our early 20s yeah. Who the fuck got money for a fake ass?
I've had a bad time.
I don't even got money for my car payment. Like,
yeah, you'd be surprised.
But that's it. But
how many of these short dudes working in the oil fields?
There's some out there.
Nigga. There's a lot of them. If you throw money into these, hey, I'm just saying.
Money changes everything.
Got money,
it does.
Money changes got money, everything.
Okay, so but are we talking about superficial relationships? Or are we talking about real ones? Because Miles 2 months ago was broke as shit, and let me tell you, I didn't leave his ass.
Yeah,
we was working on with one income and it was mine.
Queen.
And it wasn't shit. Queen. Right?
I'm not saying all.
And that's no diss to him, of course, because you know now he got exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Like, so are you gonna? Sorry, go ahead. No, hey, if you want to talk about alcohol, go ahead.
No, but I was just saying, you know what I'm saying? I was just saying for that. And on top of that, I don't know, man. Like, I've just always seen it. I'm not saying every guy, but a lot of tall dudes, they be having back problems later on in their life.
Yo, if I hear these back issues one more time.
I'm just saying, because, like, when you're in your 40s and your 50s, y'all try to keep it spicy, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be having those back problems. You need to get yourself.
She's going to have to rub icy hot on his lower back every night.
You need to get yourself a good 5'4 to 5'7, dude. You know what I'm saying? Because our backs be nice. You know what I'm saying?
Check this out. So this girl, her name was Ra Ra Got Back.
I
want you to read this mail and only read like one paragraph at a time. We're gonna see what we think about each topic. So this is her. Read this and then read the first topic.
Start at in my opinion.
Nah, start above that.
My fault. I got busy, but I have my list for why short guys don't get no play.
Damn.
Here we go. Dun dun dun.
Why don't they get play?
In my opinion, as a female who is 5'6", I prefer guys who I actually have to wear heels for. Mm-hmm. Heels bring the whole outfit together for
ooh.
Me.
And I got a pair of Timbs to match the heels.
Jeez. Ooh! Ooh! With the comeback! Hey, that bitch get on my level.
I don't mean to call you a bitch. I'm just
kidding. Bitch isn't Fred. My bad. You know, we do that. We do that.
My bad, rah-rah.
Hey, where's the back at, though? Hold on.
Alright, so y'all ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Most short guys I know get really expensive cars to stunt, and half the time can't really afford the car or even like the car for that matter.
You messing with the wrong short dude.
Funny thing,
that's in general.
No,
well, you messing with an oil fielder. That's what it is.
Oh.
And I
want
to get a car to stunt because I'm broke, bitch. So.
Yeah, and we kind of already talked about this, but things like money. That, like the lavish aspect of it, is overcompensation for the lack of hype.
Right,
it could be anyway because you broke and you're short. So
short,
there's no overcompensation there. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he's agreeing.
Yeah, no, that wasn't a diss. No. But, you know, that could be an overcompensation because what the fuck are you doing if your mentality is going to a dealership and being like, yo, I'm short, give me a $45,000 car?
Women like nice cars.
Women do.
I can't. I'm not going to marry you in a car.
This is why I brought up the point with short dude. He gets no play. The moment they see that he has money,
it's different.
He looks a little bit different.
They don't give a
like Kevin
fuck.
Hart, bro. If you look at his original baby mama, bro, she is ugly.
Like
now you look at this nigga's girls and shit. He cheating on his wife, bro. That
I know.
Got bread.
That's wild.
Money changes
that's
everything, though.
It does.
That's
changes. Unfortunately, but
yeah.
It does.
Both the niggas got to be broken, then we'll have the conversation.
I disagree. Yeah.
It changes everybody in like.
It doesn't
the
change
the higher celebrity aspect.
Yeah.
Not like us because we ain't shit.
Right.
But
I feel like though, okay, let's be real. Like, let's say y'all were at the grocery store. Some short nigga walks up, he's like, yo, I'll buy everything in that cart right now if you go on a date with me.
Bet.
Boom.
Like, I don't care.
No matter how
what?
small or big.
We already know she got Whole Foods. She got that expensive shit.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So like, I feel like money changes everything.
Point proven.
It does.
What?
But so this is the thing. Though. Are we? But okay. But this is the thing. Are we talking about wanting to reap the benefits from somebody else? Are we talking about legitimately being with somebody?
Yeah.
Because if I'm gonna finesse you, I'm gonna finesse you. And I've talked about Miles. I've talked to Miles about this. Like, so can I get a sugar daddy? Like. A nigga that I just got a text and you know what I'm saying? You know? Like, no. I want me. Like, I want a sugar. No, oh. I'm not trying to. I don't got my, what the fuck?
I thought you meant about being a sugar mama.
This guy no.
This guy at work told me it was worth it to get a sugar daddy. He was an older man, too. And I was like, you going to throw that $3,000 or what?
Literally, I've heard that a lot of these older men.
So I heard.
You know what? Hey, I might have met him on Tinder, but hey, look.
We hung out.
And I met him on Tinder too.
I've helped facilitate. I'm just saying.
I didn't say that 70% was all women. All right. Said, yeah, we got like, I might have fucked a couple dudes. You feel me?
All right. So number three.
Damn, she got another one.
Yeah, there are four.
She hard on me. And I was still like, she's gonna go
through the other. Egos and attitudes are always at an all-time high. There's only room for one diva in the relationship. Shit, she
that's kind of false.
Niggas diva.
I think that's false too. Cause like tall niggas, they got their shit all on the profile. I'm 6'5". Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they got the shit in their bio and shit.
Yeah, like, come on,
6'2". That's a broad point.
I think these
that's
are all.
Reaching.
That's yeah,
reaching.
That's hella reaching.
Yes, that's a reach.
Yeah.
I think these are definitely all like reflections of the men that she's fucked with.
Yeah, or just
so
her, just
it's not nobody's fault but yours that you have another diva in a relationship. Yeah, I can't talk. My nigga ain't no diva.
Well,
like,
there we go. All right, so the next one she says insecurities are higher. Every short guy I've talked to prefers or preferences were always all over the place.
I don't think so.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm saying I guess she's saying because they're so insecure they're always sexting or. Like, who's that? Like rules and shit. Like,
that's
like
any
short
nigga.
Guys.
That is any nigga.
That's any
well,
relationship.
Yeah, that's any guy.
That's
any
good
guy.
That's any normal relationship.
That's how pretty much all her points were low key.
Yeah.
But.
It sounds like she needs to start going for the same percentage
of
men that she goes for.
Yeah.
And start branching out.
There you go.
And that's why a lot of guys be texting multiple girls because
absolutely.
It's a numbers game.
It's a
numbers
game.
It's a numbers game because girls.
It's
now, I'm not saying all women, but a lot of them go for that same type of dude
every time,
and then they always talk shit.
I think it shouldn't be a point where like we're like, oh, stop going for the same guy, like branch out. Like I just want a girl to tell another girl, stop fucking with guys, period.
Right.
Like, hey, get your shit together, get your security in check, you know what I'm saying? Your insecurities, get rid of those, you know.
Be
make
yourself.
Sure you're good.
Yeah.
And then it's crazy, like, how shit just falls in your lap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's tough, though. People don't like being alone.
Yeah. That's true.
Straight up.
And I think that's what...
I'm just kidding.
I think that's what Twitter,
I'm
like...
I'm kidding.
Twitter is so influential on that.
Straight up, though.
Unfortunately. That's true, though. Yeah.
They're like, oh, you know,
everybody
look what my boyfriend did. Look what my girlfriend did.
That shit is
like,
annoying.
But
yeah,
it is
and some
so
of it is
annoying.
Cute, you know, but
it
it's
is.
Like...
It is.
It's like,
it
I think it takes away from the sentiment and the romance when it's just like, look what he did, let me tell everybody.
Honestly.
And that's what Miles taught me. Like, my relationship has taught me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
there were a lot of times in the beginning of our relationship where I just wanted to tell everybody because I was so happy,
right, yeah.
And then I realized that some of the energy that you're gonna get back isn't always good.
Yeah, they gonna plot
because it's jealousy,
real.
You know.
Yeah.
And Mouse taught me, hey, like you know, chill, like
yeah.
you don't.
Get off social media.
Yeah,
no,
like
right.
yeah, we just fuck,
like,
but you don't gotta tell everybody.
Like once in
you know?
A while,
yeah.
it's cool, but like for the most part, a lot of that shit is very annoying, just because it sets standards. Like a lot of guys or girls, like. Start to think like, oh, my boyfriend's not doing that for me, so I'm not loved enough. Or
so I'm not happy.
Yeah, like
right.
that shit is
DMs,
very
baby.
Annoying.
Well, I could do that. For
yeah,
you know
they could be cheating on
her
the
how...
whole time. They don't know. Like just because he buying you shit, don't mean he don't got like a whole family.
Honestly,
right. absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what I see the most is men, and I think that's just insecurity and it's a unhealthy relationship. Is men say sorry by. Doing
yeah.
all that shit,
fine,
shopping
yeah, yeah.
and like, let me take you out and like, can I just get that when we're good?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want this to be an apology every time
because
I don't enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. But what if the woman isn't appreciative when it is good?
He shouldn't be with her then.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it just, I think that depends on circumstance, though. Like, why isn't she happy?
Yeah.
Like, is it something?
I just tried to counter y'all for something.
You said, I had to be contrary.
Keep you on your toes.
My job. Yeah, Chubby's like,
but do you have an answer for this, though? Are you ready?
Exactly. That's funny.
Yeah.
I don't feel so bad about being short now.
Nah, you don't have
to
be, bro.
Fuck no.
I got the same problem all of us got, basically.
Nigga, women choose regardless, bro. There's always somebody out there.
And we all know you have three legs. You good.
You know what I'm
saying?
Like,
crazy.
We all know.
Yeah.
I,
you know, especially
Jeffy. I don't know.
Crazy.
Hey, I was like, it's a mouse.
Hey, mouse told me. What you mean? Commercial break.
Okay. Alex, what you got for us, bro?
Alright, basically, I've seen a lot of women say that, you know, they enjoy women.
You so ready for this?
Nah, I just had to get it.
Alright, thank God. I don't want to
wait. No. Alex, y'all niggas on that gay shit, bro. But I've seen women say that they don't mind other women showing off, like, you know,
oh yes, I'm so ready for this. Yes,
their,
yes, yes.
You know, boobs and ass and stuff. Like, you're like, yeah, go girl, you look good and shit. But then, like, when they're with, like, their nigga or whatever, then their attitude kind of changes. Like, you can see.
It depends on the female.
Yeah,
it depends on the female.
Yeah, it kind of changes. Like, it's like, oh, okay. But then, like, you know, when she walks in, the ass is out. You know, they kind of tighten up just a little bit. I've seen it.
I think it really depends on the relationship at the same time and, like, your friendship with your person.
Yeah.
Because, like, I know me and Alex, not you clearly, but me and Alex, we was in Florida.
Cubby!
We was bowling, and I was like, I'm looking to my left, and I'm like, yo, like, what type of jeans this girl got on? Like, yeah. I'ma need, is that Fashion Nova, bitch?
Yeah,
I'ma need the bows.
Yeah,
like,
you got a discount code, baby girl. What's good?
Like, and but I'm looking, because she really do got a fat ass, and I'm confused. And I'm like, this bitch is white, though. Like, and I'm just looking at her like, damn. Like,
hey, white girls have
I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, shut up.
So I'm telling him.
Wait, hold on. I just want the podcast. I want y'all listeners to know that his girlfriend is sitting right next to me.
Yeah, we love
you. And I just want to say, she ain't fucking white. Okay?
Hey,
anyways.
I don't fuck with white.
But they're involved.
But
somehow
I know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So I tell him to look at the girl's ass. And he's like, Alize, like, are you serious right now?
That's a trick question.
I'm like, no, it's not.
It's not.
I was like, no, for real. Like, look at that shit. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, what the fuck? So he looks. And he's like, you right, like, that's wild.
And
we start laughing. No, we start laughing. But his friend, there's a difference. Because his friend, whose girlfriend was there, he started asking me questions about that girl. And I'm like, your girlfriend is sitting right here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's definitely a difference on how you treat each other in a relationship and how,
that's
like, how far y'all's friendship go.
And
no,
it's
not. Because that's how some niggas are. Like, that's why some girls do get tight, because their nigga don't know how to act. Like, in general.
Right.
Or their friendship just isn't that strong.
Right.
Like, clearly me and his friendship was that strong where I was like, damn, like, she got a fat ass. But his friend was sitting on the phone, called his homeboy, and was like, his girl was there. And he was like, yo, like, there's this girl with this fat ass. Alize said, cause it's because of the jeans. And I'm like, nigga, like, you hella disrespectful. Like, get off the phone. Like, your girl is right there. Like, that shit is crazy. So it definitely depends on the female
and
the relationship.
I agree.
That's why I said so.
I think it depends on the security. I think it depends on the security in a relationship. Because I'm the same way. Like, it's a big difference. It's a big difference. Like, if I'm like, babe, this bitch right here, like, look at her, right?
Yeah.
And if he would have been like, damn, I'd have been like, yo, what? You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
So, like, if he's the one approaching, not approaching, like, physically, but if he's the one that's looking first and not telling me to look too.
Yeah.
So, we got to give
permission.
Like, me personally,
but
I just...
No, it's not permission. Because I know, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, I'll put out on any amount of money. Moss could be surrounded by the prettiest bitches ever, and he won't leave me.
Yeah.
He won't leave me.
Yeah.
But that's the security I have in my relationship.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of insecure people, because it goes for both sexes, or however many sexes. I don't know. I'm all for everything. But whatever you consider yourself, like, if you have an issue with your significant other looking at somebody, then that's an issue that needs to be fixed within the relationship.
Yeah.
I don't care. Yo, she's fine as shit. Like,
yeah. Clearly. Like, I can like, see it yo, too. Like,
I'm
like,
just saying, in my past experiences, it's been weird because they always get, they'll tell me to look and it's always a trick question. This, yeah, my girlfriend is the first girlfriend I had that's actually cool like that. So it's like, that's why it's just a little weird to me.
I think I have a book called My Past Experience.
Write that shit, bro.
Tinder and other things. Tinder and other things. Yeah, no, I think it definitely, it's definitely different for every relationship. And you can't blame somebody for not being at that comfort level within their relationship. Right. If I'm, you know, if you're dating somebody and y'all been together for 2 months and he's looking at somebody like, yo, chill, you know? Yeah, right. But if y'all been together for 2+ years and he's I think as people, aside from as partners, you're allowed to recognize other people's beauty.
Yeah.
Like, you aren't the only fine nigga in the world just because I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like, Idris Elba come on the screen and you think I'm not gonna drool my nigga? Like, I'm gonna pause it on his face and stare at it. Like,
yeah. So, but it definitely depends. I think the rule is definitely depends
on where you pause.
The rule is definitely. That's enough, sir. That's enough, sir. No, I think it's definitely like it depends on the. If the girl tells you, like, you gotta get away from the girl. Like, we have to wait on the girl to say, hey, she's that girl, like, she's pretty. Then we can be like, oh, I'm not gonna be like, man, look at that. You see that? Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Right.
It's not really permission, but it's kind of like wait for them to do it, and then we can.
Yeah.
Like, but even at my event, like, girls was in there with their titties out, and I was poking them bitches, and I was going outside, like, Alex, this girl got fat ass titties, and he was like, Alex, stop, like, calm down. I'm like, no, she got fat ass titties, and she just got them out.
Keep her off the crown.
But you, no, that's not even.
I'm like, actually, I confess, I was off the crown.
No, but for real though, like, it definitely depends on, like, your friendship. Like,
yeah.
I think the friendship
friendship matters a lot.
And the trust, really. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shit crazy. Shit funny. Especially this one. Mm-hmm. This one funny with it. She real funny with it.
Funny with what?
With how you be with everybody. Just in general, if you see somebody fine. Girl or guy.
For real. I'm like,
Mostly girls.
Look, I just want to let y'all know that y'all are beautiful.
She's out here with the appreciation.
I'm trying to, look, for the past year, I've been like, baby, Miles, can I get a girlfriend too? Like, can it happen? And he knows. I've told him this time and time again.
I got two business.
I got you, baby. I'm chilling.
No, Miles knows if I ever leave him, it's going to be for a black woman. He knows. He knows if I ever leave him, it's going to be a black woman.
You heard it first, Mom.
Shout out.
Mom, you heard it first.
We'll edit this out. My bad, babe. We'll edit this out.
Allegedly.
What? Yeah, we just go, hey, just let him talk, chill.
Any last words?
Nah, I'm good. I ain't got nothing to say.
Is anything coming up?
We got the event coming up on the 15th. No longer on the 8th. So...
What's the event? Where is it going to be at?
People don't know how to read, so why should I see if they don't know how to listen either? So, 15th, like, this shit don't matter. So
that's 2 weeks out? 2 more weeks
out? What's up? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 15th at the same spot. Just another social
3020 North St. Mary's. I got you.
Yep. 8 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Anything? Nope. I'm good. Miles, if you're listening, I'm sorry, honey.
I really wish I would do them on Saturdays.
You see her face? She's like, nigga, who is you?
What do you mean? Will you be working or something?
Yeah.
You can't do
it on Saturday. I mean, you can see the recap videos. Follow me on Twitter, boy. They'd be there.
No, I'm being serious. I wish I would do them on Saturday.
I'm like, what time you get up for work?
No, because I work in the morning Saturday.
What's up with Saturday?
That's what, I don't mean in a bad way. I'm just being.
No, I know. Yeah.
This face disappointment. Like, he was like, can you do it on Saturday?
Yeah, honestly, it's never going to be on a Saturday. So I can't say anything about it. Sorry.
So, can you recap again? When is it?
It's December 15th, 3020 North St. Mary's, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just another social.
Be there or be square, L7 Weenie. Yeah.
Shit going to be different.
Anything you got to say, Alex?
You good?
We good?
Oh, he mad because he got skipped. Oh, go ahead. It's okay.
Skip what?
Because he started talking.
Oh, no, I'm chilling. No, that's my nigga.
That's what you don't say.
No, that's my nigga.
Bar 23 soon come, nigga. Big teams.
Oh,
Big things soon come, nigga. Hold tight. Feel me? That's
it. True time for your head top.
I don't know
what I just said.
Like the
bleezy? I beg your pardon. So, hey, that's it. And don't use that jelly filled donut line, please.
Please don't use it. Please don't. No, it's not 70%.
70%.
It's actually free.
That's passing, nigga. 70%.
Use that. Yeah. That shit, that's gold. Talking, nigga.
All honesty.
Have you saw that?
That's gold.
Listen.
All right. Last passing. In all honesty, it got me.
Cut to commercial.
I got